going to be a couple of changes today. Carol has a very sore throat, started yesterday and cannot sing. So we will not have the opening chorus. We will go with the normal schedule where the pastor is starting. Where we did have the special, we will move up He Leadeth Me, page 128, and we'll announce it at that time. And then during the what normally is the offering, Penny and I are just going to play the instrumental while they take up the offering and go into the doxology, and then we will cut the last closing chorus. So we'll re-announce that as it goes along.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to the Piedmont United Methodist Church on this 11th Sunday after Pentecost, second Sunday in August. Thank you all for joining us together and also online. And God has given us another day to live in this world and to be a blessing. And let us pray that God will use this day to be a blessing not only to us but also to this world through us. That's what the gift of life means. Every day is a gift from God to be a blessing to this world. And that's a privilege and an honor that God has bestowed upon us. So let us be thankful for that and be grateful. Above all, let us be thankful for the love that God has shown to us through His Son Jesus Christ, so that we can all be together called children of God and worship together as one body in Christ. What a blessing it is, and thank you all for joining today. Let me go over the announcements. If you can turn with me to the second page in the bulletin, our regular announcements are listed there. We are taking part in a ministry called Georgia Mountain Food Bank. If you know that, in kind and in cash, there's a yellow sticky list up there on the notice board where you can find the items that is needed, that they need. We have a bin at the back, or you can make a check to the church and mark it for Georgia Mountain Food Bank. We'll get that to them. My book is still available for sale, and it's $10 that will go to the mission fund of this church that we are planning to do more in this community. The address is listed there for those who are remote to use that for your communication and mailing for the church. Our Sunday school we used to have from 9:45 till 10:30 is currently postponed for until notice. We'll figure it out somehow, who will do and what study we'll start. We are almost close to the end of the Bible, so we'll find somebody like Miss Lou or somebody to get it up. And I'm not volunteering. So we'll start. We started from the beginning of the book several years ago, and we are the close. So we are deciding on what to do next. And the August cooking class is cancelled. And we'll resume the second Saturday in September. And our art class is going to be also canceled, right, this month. And we'll pick it up from next month.
Everyone's out of town, except me.
Yeah, yeah, you can draw yourself. He's doing a great job with the drawing. He's now making you draw each other. So if you have something in your mind against somebody, you can draw. I'm just kidding, but he's doing a great job. Very relaxing. If you want to take a break from your stressful life, come for the drawing class. You will definitely focus on something different, and there's no choice to wander your mind. And it was very relaxing for me. So please come and join. If you never had drawn, be there, and we are able to draw now. So please join us. Our attendance and collections are listed there for your continued support and prayer. Please pray for our church, and also please note that we have set up credit cards and debit cards and online transfers from directly from your bank without giving your bank account or any personal information. Go to our website. You can use that option as well if you want to. And I wanted to recognize a couple of people here, Mike and Joe here. That is Wayne.
It's my nephew and his wife, Mike and Joe Clements from Tifton, Georgia. If you don't know where that is, it's almost down in Florida.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for joining us with us. And I have somebody trying to see if we can do Gail's job. And do you want to introduce yourself? She lives in Cumming. Thanks for joining.
Amen.
And are there any other announcements anybody want to make?
I would just like to extend thanks to the Piedmont United Methodist Church, to my pastors, to all those that maybe you said a prayer and a card, whatever, your participation in the good passing of my husband and the grieving period. And the services, and I just want to say everybody was so nice, and I didn't want to buy a card. I wanted to thank you from my heart. Thank you for everything that you've done, and it's also for my Thunder Myers and the Hughes family. They continue, they're still talking about the service and how everybody was nuts. When they walked into this church, they felt the love of these people. So I just want to thank everybody personally. Thank you so much.
Quite well.
Thank you. And you and James have been a great support to the church, and you mean a lot to us.
Thank you.
There are no other announcements. Let us worship God together. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, My Jesus I Love Thee. It can be shown on the screen as well. Next. Please be seated. Please bear with us as we switch over to the PowerPoint and running it. Sorry for the confusion. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who formed and created everything seen and unseen from nothing, we come before you as your children so that we can call you Father, because you have loved us and redeemed us from our sin and you have chosen us to be your children. We thank you for your love that you have shown to us, Lord, through your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to be your faithful witnesses in this world as we live. As long as we live, Lord, help us to be a blessing to this church and this community and the whole world. The time that you have given us to live in this world, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for the church and the time that you have given us together to gather in your name and worship you together in this place and also online. Guide us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and fill us with your presence today that your name will be lifted up and your people will be blessed. Guide us with your wisdom and your power every day, and fill us with your guidance that we will be guided by the Holy Spirit and only going under your will and not ours. May Your name be lifted up and your people be blessed in everything we do here, from our singing, our prayers, and the meditation of the word. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's our greeting time now. We strongly encourage wearing masks lately because of the outbreak of the new variant. It's up to you. It's voluntary, but in respect of others and also for your own safety, please wear it, and we encourage you to do that, but it's still voluntary. Please get up and greet each other in Christian love.
So y'all are protecting me. My name's Terry. I went to school at ABAC.
Did you?
I did. So.
What year?
Oh gosh, let's see. 78. 79.
Yeah.
Good morning. I don't mind changing out some gas.
Morning again, man.
Because we got to do that before we put the ramp down. Or we got to move the gas. Just move it out beyond the edge of the ramp, so they can get to it and they can read it. And that's just an expense. And that's what I've learned. If we're going to get the timeline to gas and soon.
As we take our seats, let us sing, He Leadeth Me. If you want to follow that in the book, it is 128. Hopefully the screen will be correct this time.
I'm going to repeat that. It's page 128, He Leadeth Me. Verses 1, 2, and 4, please.
I know where I am.
for by his hand he leadeth me. Sometimes plain scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes weariness bowers bloom. Water still or troubles still, his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be, for by his hand he leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won, in blessed hope I will not flee, whose Lord to Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be, for by his hand he leadeth me. Now we'll have the responsive reading. If you are able, please stand. What shall I return to the Lord for all my benefits?
I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
Precious is the mass of the Lord in the death of his faithful ones.
O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds.
I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
In the court of the house of the Lord, in your hands, in Jerusalem, praise the Lord.
Please be seated. It is our prayer time now. As a church family, we come before God and share our prayers of blessings and thank God for his blessings that he showered upon us every day. And also we pray and lift up our burdens and concerns together as a church family to the throne of grace of God, trusting in the promise that God will answer our prayers according to his time and his will. So this is the time that we share our prayers of blessings as well as our concerns together. The back of the bulletin list, you will see the list of all of our regular prayer items. Use this as a reminder for you at the study desk or your prayer desk every day to remember these people and these items in our prayers. There are a couple of call-outs that we want to make from this list. Please continue to pray for the family of James Hughes and also for Miss Lou here after their grieving and the death of James, and we lost a loving brother from this church. So please keep us all in our prayers, and also keep Jack and Linda in your prayers, as Jack is in hospice care at home and Linda is caring for him. So please lift both of them in your prayers regularly. Please pray for Martha and Rich. And Rich had a hospital visit this week, but he's back home without a major problem. He pulled a muscle or something. But Martha is going back to get her results of the test she did. So we are praying and fully trusting in God's power that there will not be any cancer in that test result. So please, please pray for Martha. And she will be preaching next Sunday, regardless. So she's preparing for it. Pray for her continued recovery, and she has been weak after the chemo, and many of you have seen her at the funeral service. She was able to make it here, but she's also is the administrative council chair. She's doing a lot of things even though she's weak in her body. Glad that Harry and Jan are here today. Harry looks very good today, and I'm glad that he's in the head. Yeah. Please pray for Carol. Carol has a sore throat, I believe, right? And we pray for you too, because you don't want to get it. And Eddie is in hospice care, and I don't know where he's now, in the hospital or back in the facility, we don't know.
Yeah, he's
tough. So let us pray that they can make a good decision. He was in the hospital. He was taken there from the hospice care facility. When they were to discharge from the hospital, he refused to go back to the facility. So we don't know what the result is. They will figure it out. That God will give them the guidance on this. And we met them. He was mentally very alert, but physically his body is completely gone, need help with everything. So please keep him in our prayers. Kevin and Gail are not here today. As you can see, Kevin had to be in the hospital for 2 or 3 days with a sudden attack of something called some kind of an RSV, a viral infection of the throat. So he is back home, but he needs a lot of rest, and Gail is taking care of him. That's why we didn't have anybody to run all these things, but thank God Catherine showed up today, and Catherine is running it on the first time ever. So thank you for joining us and helping us out.
I know Jack is about to have a birthday. Do you know how old he's going to be, Anna?
I don't know.
I'm
not sure. The 16th,
I believe, is his birthday, I think.
And then Jeannie's the
13th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Jean knows his age.
She won't tell.
Same as you. I don't know.
She always pleads ignorance. We will have the birthday and celebration luncheon at the end of the last Sunday of the month, this month. Last month we canceled it because of the funeral service. So please remember that, and we will celebrate all of that on that
There's
day.
A lot
this month. Mm-hmm. And we have an anniversary coming too.
You do?
You send us a card.
I did. The 15th, right?
Yes.
Your anniversary.
How many years?
Very long.
37, I think.
Yeah,
right?
37.
I think I remember last year.
Yes,
so.
Yeah. So we'll celebrate that. The last Sunday of every month, we celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, any other celebration you have that during that month, we'll celebrate that, and we'll have a luncheon after that. So,
I have a birthday this month. Don't ask me how old I am now.
Right.
I have a birthday this month.
All right.
So you told me, so I know.
Please continue to pray for our healthcare workers and doctors and nurses and all of our service delivery people. A lot of people are still working, putting their lives at risk, especially with this new uprise of the pandemic again. Even though we try to contain ourselves safe, for these people are out there working behind the scenes for us. So we have to be thankful for their services. Our police, our military, our firemen, all these UPS workers and delivery people, FedEx, and whoever is running around delivering stuff to your homes, please, please thank them and be caring and praying for them. It's a lot out there that they are putting their lives and their families at risk in serving us. So please keep them in our prayers. And also please pray for our nation, our president, the cabinet, and all those who make decisions, lawmakers, the governors of the state. It's a tough time. There's nobody has gone through this before, so nobody knows how to make decisions, what to make, what's the right decision to make. Only God knows. So let us pray that these people trust in God and pray that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit to make the right decisions, because every single decision they make affect our lives, one way or other. So we need to be prayerful for our president, leaders of the nation, and the governors and mayors and whoever make critical decisions during this time. Are there any other announcements or any other prayer requests or praise items?
Pastor, I have one. Ryan Bozoff has thyroid cancer. I would ask for prayer for Ryan.
Brian or Ryan?
Ryan Bozoff.
Ryan. Any others?
Elaine Roper, she lives in Cumming. We used to be neighbors with her. And she's had a kidney transplant several years back. But yesterday, she went in and had an amputation on her foot, her toes and all. But she didn't lose her foot, so just pray for her.
What's the name?
Elaine Roper.
Elaine. Yeah, saying about kidney transplant, one of our friends, Thomas, had a kidney transplant 2 years ago. He was doing very well, but a couple of weeks ago he started again with the problems, and they're very concerned about that kidney. He's failing now again. So please keep him in our prayers. Anything, any other items? If you don't have any other item to share, let us go to God in prayer together. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. The scripture says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he also not give us along with him all the gifts that we need? Loving God, we come before you as your children. Thank you for the gift of life with all its joys and blessings, and thank you for the grace that you shower upon us every day. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection. We look up to you for our needs, and also we lift up our dear ones who need your healing and touch at this time. Many of us are broken in our bodies, and many of us are broken in our souls and in our spirit. But as the scripture says, even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. We come before you for renewal. We come before you for our strength. We lift up those who are weak in their bodies, particularly that we have named here. We pray for your support and your strength to cover them during this difficult time. Particularly we pray for Jack as he's going through a difficult time with his health, and we pray for Linda, he's caring for him. Bless both of them, Lord, with your healing and power. Above all, we pray for peace in their lives and in their dear ones. We pray for Martha, she is waiting for the results of her test. We pray for a full recovery from cancer at this time. We trust in your promises that you will answer our prayers if we unite together in spirit and pray. We pray for her husband Rich also. Bless them with your peace and comfort them with your presence at this time. We also pray for Eddie and in this confusing situation, Lord, bless them with the guidance and give them the peace that he can rest assured that God is with him, that he will make the right decision to make choice where to stay during this time. We pray for Kevin as he is recovering from his attack of asthma and lung disease this week. We pray for your grace and mercy upon him, and touch him with your healing hand that he will be completely recovered back to normal. We pray for Gail as well as she is caring for him, and also we pray for the whole family to be filled with your peace and your comforting presence there. We pray for the family of Miss Lou and the whole Hughes family and their relatives. They are grieving at the departure of James. We thank you for their gift and his life that he gave us to know him in this world. Bless the family with your peace and guide them with your spirit and your comforting presence during this grieving time. We thank you for all of those who are able to join us here today. Thank you for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies and meeting all of our needs spiritually, mentally and spiritually and physically, all the needs that you are meeting us on a daily basis. We thank you for that. We pray for your guidance in everything during this pandemic, particularly our nation. We pray for the president and all the lawmakers and the decision makers. We pray for your wisdom and guidance above all, given the fear of God in their hearts, that they will trust in the Almighty God and not to lean on their own understanding, to do the right thing during this time for this country, so that we can be still leading the world as the leader of leader among all the countries. We thank you for the leadership and bless them with your guidance. We pray for all of our workers who are working in the front lines, especially from the healthcare field and the police, fire, military, and all those people are putting their lives at risk and their families serving us. We thank you for their services and we pray for their safety at this time. We pray for all of those grocery workers and delivery people, trash workers and many others, many, many others that we take for granted on an everyday basis, Lord. We thank you for their services and bless them, Lord, with your guidance and Holy Spirit, that they will know that there is a God who cares for them and protects them. We pray that you'll be with us today. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in the ministry that you have given us to do from this church, to do it faithfully in the time that you have given us to use it wisely, to be a blessing to this community and also around the world. Guide us with your Holy Spirit to continue your work and give us the humility to follow your will. Bless us with your presence today, Lord, in everything we do here. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Need someone to do the offering.
Yeah, we'll take up the offering. Stand for the doxology.
Praise the Lord from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. Loving God, we thank you for all the blessings that you shower upon us on a daily basis. You are the source of all that we have and we are. You are the one who gave us life in this world, a good health and strength and joy and fellowship and church. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Gracious and loving God, we understand that you call us to be the stewards of your abundance in this world. Help us, Lord, to be faithful and always rejoicing in our giving and give wisely and teach us to share them generously. We thank you for the opportunity that you give us to take part in the work of your kingdom in this world and bring a portion of what you have given us back to you. Use this and bless this, Lord, that it will become an abundant blessing to this world through this church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please remain standing for the scripture reading, which is taken from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything all she had to live on." This is the word of God, God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us. You are the living word and loving God, and we come before you and your word at this time. Bless us, Lord, with your wisdom and illumine our souls so that we can see the hidden mysteries behind your word and apply that in our lives. We thank you that you gave us this word as our life and our spirit. Help us, Lord, to be the life and spirit that it should be, and also to become life and spirit to this world through us. Bless us with your guidance and the presence today. Give us the humility to listen to your word and the obedient spirit to obey your word, and guide us in the future, Lord, to be your faithful witnesses in the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So with some of the technological challenges, I don't have the microphone. I will try to... Can I put it on and can you turn it on? I don't know if we can figure it out. But I'll try my best to preach louder. If you can hear, you can come to the front. This is a passage that we read from the Gospel today. It's about sacrificial service for the kingdom of God and for this world. When it comes to giving and also to use our talents, our gifts, in whatever way that God has given us, many opportunities, some, it's not just financially, but also with opportunities to serve in various different ways, using our talents, our gifts that God has given us to share with others and to be a blessing in this world, to be faithful in what we do. So this particular passage is about Jesus watching people putting their money in the treasury or the temple. That is something that struck me, that Jesus not only watches our spiritual things that we think, you know, we do good things and God knows we good things, and we try not to do bad things, but if we do bad things, we wish that God does not see it, but God does see that. But God also, Jesus also watches over what you are doing with the gift that you have been given. And I was surprised to see that Jesus was looking at the treasury, watching people putting their money there. Jesus watches what we do and what we give. And that is why it is important to understand that we are given opportunities to be used, that should be used at the right time, at the right place. Many of us still have good health and strength in our bodies. God gives us opportunities every day to do certain things. But many times we fall back and step back, and we don't want to take up some of the things, afraid of many things. Some of them are afraid of failure. Some of us are afraid of making mistakes. Or some of us are afraid of losing our personal interests or personal time, because it takes up time or energy to use up opportunities that God gives us. But this poor woman, who was a widow, used the opportunity and the gift that she had, whatever money she earned that she had, she put the whole thing in the treasury. And Jesus was watching that. And also Jesus was watching the rich people putting their money in the treasury. When I read these things and read about these things, the treasury in those days in the temple were made of metal and brass. So in the it was all coins at that time and not currencies. So when you start putting in coins in that big brass jars or whatever that they, it makes a lot of noise. So the rich people, they bring in bags and bags of coins and then dump them together. It makes a big noise. And based on that noise, people will know how much somebody gave. If you may have a long period of noise with a lot of coins, that person knows that everybody knew I paid a lot of money. But here is a woman who had two copper coins. That's all she had. It's a day's worth of living. That's what some people say during that time. That's all she had. And she put that in there, probably didn't make any noise. And people probably did not pay attention to that either. But Jesus said a very important thing. She has given more than any of those people who have put in the treasury that day. What kind of economics is that? When somebody puts $100,000 and this you put a $2 in that treasury, Jesus is watching and saying that the $2 is more than that $100,000. And the disciples did not understand it. So that is what sacrificial giving, and that is what God loves, a cheerful giver. That's why it says like that. It is not about how much you give or how much time you give or how much talents you give. It is about your heart in that giving. In that woman's giving, her whole heart was in there. And in those days, these widows particularly were looked upon as very low people. And they usually were not treated very fairly by the community and the society. They were poor. A lot of them were broken and in debt. But so whatever they have to earn on a daily basis and use it up for their daily sustenance. And Jesus knew this woman was not making anything. And whatever she put, that was all her living. That's what Jesus said. She put all of that in that treasury, whatever she had. It becomes relative when sometimes we try to give our money or our gift or our service in various ways. In the beginning, as when we start our Christian faith and journey, we are all excited to give much and much more. And we were all excited one time. And then we start along our Christian faith and journey, we get used to certain things. And it becomes a routine. How much we give and how we give becomes a routine. And then again, as we grow and we work hard and we make more money, the giving probably does not grow proportionate with our income that we earn. That's what happens. And I was reading about a funny story. A pastor was sharing that this guy used to be a member of the church, came for a homecoming. You know what homecoming is? We invite all the people from other church. That's a good time to make money for the church, because sometimes they give for one time and they don't have to worry about that church anymore. So they have this homecoming church, and this big millionaire, a rich guy, came and sat there, and he was a former member of the church, and he moved on, and he came for this service. And then during the introduction time, that he said, I belonged to this church at one time, and he was introducing himself with how simple he started his life as a delivery person, making very little. And the first dollar that he got for delivery or whatever he did at the time, he had it in his pocket the next Sunday. And when the offering time came and the preacher started asking for the offerings, he was tempted not to give it because that's all he had earned. But then again, when the offering plate came to his front, he was convicted by the Holy Spirit to give it, all that he had earned that week. And he actually, with so much effort, took that dollar bill and put that in the offering plate. And that all was he was for the first pay that he got. And he explained his experience of how God has blessed him because of that. And he is a millionaire now. And he has millions and millions of dollars, and he had a successful business, and he explained all that, now how God blessed me now. And during that time, somebody broke all of that and said, wait a minute, I want you to do it again. A poor widow, a poor woman from the back, rose up and said, listen, I want you to do that again. That $1, you may be making $100,000 now a week. Put all of that money in this offering plate if you could. So when we have little money, we consider ourselves to be sacrificial in giving. But when we have a lot of money or a lot of opportunities, how much are we faithful? Are we the same as it was in the beginning? So Jesus watches our giving. God loves a cheerful giver. And our giving become a teaching moment for Jesus. That's what Jesus did. And Jesus did not, Jesus watched it and did not say anything about it, then we would not have heard about it. But Jesus wanted his disciples to be taught about a lesson by telling them, look at that. This is what sacrificial giving is. A lot of people many times think that we should not talk about money or giving, and the pastor should not talk about money at all. That's a very sensitive subject in many churches. But as United Methodists, we usually speak once or twice a year about giving, because that is needed also. We should be not only a healthy church in spiritual things, but also financially we have to be viable. So we encourage people to give, and how to tithe and how to give faithfully is a part of our responsibility as Christian leaders. Many people think that giving is between them and God. Absolutely, yes, it is. It is not between them and pastor. But, like I said, Jesus is watching. And the church is the body of Christ. If the giving is between them and Christ, the body of Christ is also in there between them and body of Christ. So it is, the giving is between them and the church, basically. That's what I look at it. So the pastors, as leaders of the church, have a responsibility to speak about it and to be get out of that realm of afraid or being afraid of speaking about money or giving. God is good all the time, regardless of you give or not. And he remains to be good regardless of how much you give. It is all God's gift that God gives us, we are giving back to God. So as Jesus was carefully watching who was giving and how much, he was also mentioning to his disciples that one was sacrificial and the others were not. The woman gave everything that she had out of her poverty. In those days, I told you that widows were very poor and broken. That's what Jesus said. Poverty or being broken is not an excuse not to give. And I have heard a lot of people say that, I can't give to the church right now because I'm barely making it. Or I will give to the church, as one guy told me, after I pay off all my debts. These are all things that we come up with excuses not to give. But Jesus is teaching his disciples that poverty or being broken or being in debt, you can't be worse than that widow. So God is looking at our giving, our sacrificial service that we give to God and his kingdom every day. It is not only the poor's money that God needs, he needs the money from the rich also. Like one of the signs in the church bulletin says, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. He also accepts from the grouch. So it is something that God accepts everybody's gifts. But he is looking at the ones who are giving sacrificially. The condition of the giver's heart is more important than the size of the gift. Poverty and debt should not be barriers to giving. God's gifts of life and the rain and the air and the food and all of these blessings that we enjoy every day are given to us freely on a daily basis by God. The air we breathe, we don't pay anything for it. The water we drink, we do pay the county to take it and purify it, but that's very minimal that we pay for it. But these are all resources that God has given us to enjoy in this world and given to us freely. How many times do you thank God for the air we breathe? Especially with the COVID, we probably now start thanking a lot more when you can't take it in. But God has given us all of these important elements that needs to sustain our lives. You can live without food or water for some days, but you cannot live without air for how many minutes, I don't know. But God gives that plentifully, without limit. Nobody's taxing you for breathing air. If God were to take one-tenth or one-half of that out, a lot of us would not be here today. It is all because of God's grace that God gives us all these things free of charge. But how many times are we grateful for all of these blessings that God gives us? And then Jesus said she gave all she had, everything that she had. That is what sacrifice means. The woman had no savings like many of us do, no money market accounts or 401ks or stock accounts to draw from. She had those two coins, just that it. And she gave all that she had and put that in there. That's what Jesus is pointing about sacrificial giving. God is giving us opportunities day after day in various ways, not only financially giving, but also giving us our talents, our time, our effort, our prayers, faithful in our praying for others, praying for the needs of many, many other people. Priorities may change in our lives, but one thing Jesus says, that where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So God is looking at where our heart is when we give, and that's what is more important. The woman shows a great amount of trust in God, because whatever she had, everything she had, she put in the treasury. And that shows that there was a great amount of trust that she placed in God, that a God is there who will meet her needs the next day, and the next day, and the next day. So our sacrificial giving is a sign of our trust in God. And it is also a sign for others to trust this God. When we give sparingly, others are watching. And when we give generously, others are watching too. And that is what tells us that how much a person trusts God with our life and with our daily living. So there are so many blessings in our lives that money cannot buy. And we all know that. But God gives us joy and peace and healing, a lot of things that money cannot buy. So be grateful for all the things that we enjoy and use our opportunities, whatever ways that God gives us, faithfully and timely. Our sacrificial sign is a sign of love for God and love for others. The giving of our talents, our gifts and our service and our money, or to church or any mission that you give, it is not only for that particular mission, for the love of God, but also it is the love of other people that you are showing through that giving. We can give without loving, but we cannot love without giving something, in person or in service or in support, in whatever way. Sometimes in our presence makes a big difference. Take a time to go with somebody and sit down with them, and you don't have to say much. That is a great gift that we can give somebody else. Francis Ridley Havergal wrote, "Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee." It is about 1800. She wrote this song. And one stanza says like this: "Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite I withhold." As we go from this place, can we reflect on our lives? Can we sing that hymn faithfully in our hearts? "Not a mite I withhold." It is, I don't know if you have heard about the 4-H organization, an organization that builds citizenship and leadership in young people. They have their meetings, 4-H. I think it stands for head, heart, hands, and health, I believe, the 4-H. You all know what I'm talking about, the 4-H yes. group, yes, the youth program. And they have regular meetings. And their meeting starts with like this, the pledge that they make. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. Yeah, it is the 4-H. For my club, for my community, and for my country, and for my world. That's what they pledge every time that they meet. They call it my country, my world. That's how they look at these things. That's the way they train these young people in the 4-H. I thought it was a great lesson that we can also learn from them. That is what Jesus was specifically saying here, that when we live in this world, it is not about just ourselves. It is about us. Like the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Give us this day our daily bread. Not about give me. It's a plural that he taught us to pray. Include everybody. People in need. It's not about, the life is not about yourself. It is bigger than yourself. A great life that God has given us to live in this world. So this sermon is to encourage the believers to reflect for a moment and to be faithful and to see where we are in our priorities when giving to God. God is good and He is good all the time. We plan to be more active in serving the needs of this community through this church. And you all know that we are planning and thinking about starting a preschool. We are in the works and programs for that. And also we are hiring new staff to structure our new ways of doing things. So please pray about this church and continue to be faithful in our giving and praying for all the things that we plan to do. That God will give us the right guidance to do the right things. Most of you or all of you have gotten that commitment cards, I believe, right? If you have not received one, please talk to Margaret. She will give you one. That is very important to us, this church, at this time, because 2022 can be a very decisive year for the United Methodist Church. And we want to show ourselves financially and missionally a stable church with a good foundation of principles. That's what I'm trying to build up. Next year, if things go haywire, we want to be solid and we want to do the work of the kingdom of God in this community without getting other influences in this church. So keep that in your mind. That's why we need that commitment card back, whatever you can give, so we can know that where we are on a financial basis. And also, if you can volunteer for anything, please mark that in that card. I can volunteer to teach Sunday school, or I can volunteer to clean the church, or I can volunteer to take care of the property. Whatever talents you have, use a little bit of that for the church here. And also, we are thinking of starting a preschool. We need a lot of help in that. We are already starting the work on it. We need volunteers to come and teach them songs or drawings like Wayne has already volunteered for, and then Carol has volunteered to come and teach them songs. Whatever you can do, and use that opportunity as well. May God bless you with these words as we go from this place. Mother Teresa said one time, none of us can do anything great on our own, but we can all do a small thing with great love. Let that be our spirit as we go from this place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The closing hymn is Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. It is 127 in the blue hymnal book, or you can hopefully see it on the screen as well. If you are able, please stand for the closing hymn. Guide me, O Thou Great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but Thou art mighty. Hold me with Thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal.
help on deck, whence the healing stream doth flow. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead me on my journey through. Strong deliverer, strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Be thou still my strength and shield. Let the words of Joel bid my anxious fears subside. Let the death and hurt's destruction land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, songs of praises, I will ever give to thee. I will ever give to thee.
Now, people of God, go in the knowledge that God is good and He is good all the time, giving us all the things that we need on a daily basis. May we pray that we'll be faithful in our opportunity, using our opportunities that God gives us in various ways faithfully. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.